On this episode, I answer three common questions sellers often have about shipping to Amazon FBA. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to episode number 47 of the Private Labeler Show. We're helping 1,000 amazing people start an online business in 2016. Welcome aboard. Hopefully you are as pumped as I am for today's podcast episode. And if you are pumped, please make sure that you share this podcast and blog with a friend, family member, or even a coworker. If you could just do me a solid and just simply share this information with them if you think it would be beneficial to them, I would greatly appreciate that. So on today's episode, I'm going to answer three frequently asked questions about shipping to Amazon FBA and kind of some things related to that, which I really think are going to help you out on your journey as a seller on Amazon and in e-commerce. So also, if you are new to the show and you need help picking a product to start selling on Amazon, you're a little bit stuck with that, or you just want a little bit of guidance, make sure you pick up my quick start guide by going to privatelabelershow.com/guide and have that sent directly to your email inbox. So hopefully, if you haven't yet done that, you'll take care of that today and just have that sent on over to give you some additional help as a seller or future seller on Amazon. And finally, before we get started, one of the things I've been thinking about lately is I want to share a lot more success stories of people having certain successes selling on Amazon or having success with e-commerce. And I really wanted to start to share more personal stories, either of the listeners or if you guys know somebody. So if you want to share your success story, or again, if you know of somebody who's got a really great story and you think that the person would be open to sharing, then please let me know. I would absolutely be interested in talking with you. Again, if you want to share a story, if you know somebody that does, please reach out and see if we can connect there and have you as a guest on a future podcast episode. So I really want to get way more into that, sharing other people's successes and stories. Again, it could be something small where you figured out how to hack this, or you know, improve sales this way, or you know, you kind of went from rags to riches, or whatever it is. Really want to get into sharing great stories, so please reach out. Uh-oh, you guys know what those bells mean. It is showtime. So let's kick this show off right and get this show on the road. So the very first question is, can I choose what warehouse to send my inventory to? So I hear that question all the time. People will say, you know, I live like in this specific area and I know that there's an Amazon warehouse not that far from me. It'd be much cheaper if I could just send it there. You know, in fact, I actually have an Amazon warehouse that just opened up not that far away from where I live. And again, people have that because the Amazon warehouses are popping up all over and they just kind of wonder, can I just send it there? Like, it's going to be cheaper. It'll be save me, you know, some money if I'm sending merchandise from my house or whatever. So the answer to that is not exactly. You can't pick and choose which warehouses you want to send your merchandise to. Amazon's going to tell you what warehouse or warehouses that you need to send your merchandise to. So when you're creating your shipment, depending upon how much you're sending and what you're sending, when you're in that process in Seller Central, Amazon's going to say, hey, here is the warehouse or warehouses we want you to send that shipment to, okay? You can't manipulate it or anything like that, or you know, override it and put your own warehouse in there or anything like that. Okay, so they're going to tell you, and obviously they want the merchandise. If you're selling on Amazon FBA in the United States, they're going to want that merchandise kind of strategically placed throughout the country, right? So it wouldn't make sense for you to send all your merchandise to New Jersey as an example and not have any merchandise on the west coast of the country to satisfy those customers. So again, they want it dispersed. And I think the max that they'll have you send it to is three different warehouses, okay? So they'll say, hey, you're going to send X amount of units here, here, and here. maximum three. Sometimes maybe it's one. It all depends. So yes, they're going to tell you. Now, here's something else for you that maybe you did not know. You can actually elect to have all of your inventory delivered to a single Amazon FBA warehouse if you enroll in a program called Inventory Placement, okay? So you still don't get to pick what warehouse that is, but if you have maybe a large shipment and you don't want to deal with sending a whole bunch of different SKUs to all different warehouses all over and kind of dealing with that mess, you can actually elect to just send it to a single location, okay? And then Amazon from there will disperse it accordingly for you, okay? So this could be a time saver for you or a headache saver, just make your life a little bit easier. But of course, there's gonna be a cost associated with that, okay? So of course. How much are you talking? Well, if you choose to elect to send everything to one specific Amazon FBA warehouse, it is gonna cost you this. Now, according to Amazon, again, this might change by the time you listen to this, as with anything, but if your item that you're selling is 1 pound or less, it's gonna cost you an extra 30 cents per item to elect just to send it to one specific warehouse, okay? If you're selling something that's 1 to 2 pounds, kind of a step up, it's gonna cost you 40 cents, okay? And oversized items, things, larger items, you're gonna have to look, but some of those oversized items, it's gonna cost you almost $1.30 additional per item, because Amazon's gotta ship that stuff out if you didn't want to do it for them, okay, and just kind of follow their lead and having it split right off the bat. So how do you do that, you might ask? Well, in Seller Central, you're going to go under settings, and then you're going to click Fulfillment by Amazon, and then you're going to click Inbound Settings, and then you're going to click Edit. And underneath the Edit menu, you're going to click under the Inventory Placement option, click Inventory Placement Service, okay? So just elect that one and then click Update, okay? So by doing that, all your merchandise will be sent then just on a shipment to one center instead of multiple, okay? So again, why would you want to do that? Well, it does make things a little easier. Granted, you will pay for that convenience, but you might want to just weigh it. So you might want to weigh the cost associated with that. It might actually kind of when you figure things out, like figure the shipping out to all these, maybe three different warehouses, you might want to figure kind of what it's going to cost for that shipping, or just wait and go, hey, if I have everything just sent into one, yes, it might cost me a little bit more additional per unit, but is it really that big of a deal? Or just kind of run your numbers for your shipping and see what's most beneficial for you. Me specifically, I just elect to have my merchandise usually split between three different warehouses, and I just call it a day. Yes, it's kind of annoying, especially if you're sending in like multiple different SKUs and large, fairly large, you know, quantities of merchandise, you know, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 units. You know, you got a lot of moving parts there with your inventory going to multiple different places. It's an extra little headache, but I like to think that I can kind of handle that. But again, some people do have questions about that, and you can elect just to send it to one place. And again, just want to remind you, you can't tell it, oh, I want to send it to that specific warehouse. So that's not allowed. So hopefully you found that piece of information helpful. All right, so question number two, everybody. How long will it take for my merchandise to be checked in and available for sale so I can start making some money? All right, well, here's the answer to that. Sometimes I've sent stuff in and it gets checked in almost immediately upon it getting to Amazon. It just happens freakishly fast. I wouldn't say that that's the normal though. The normal, the average is, it's probably gonna take a few hours or within 24 hours of them actually getting it onto their dock and checking it in and all that stuff and for that inventory to be available to sell, okay? Sometimes it could actually take a few days though, all right? There's going to be a lot of variance where you're sending it to, the time of year. So you got to think how many tens of thousands of boxes are going in and out of Amazon. So obviously during different times of the year, let's say Q4, I would probably expect that you're going to wait a little bit longer for your merchandise to actually be available to sell. So everything is going to vary. Just be aware though that you can follow along with this process on what's going on with your product and your inventory when you're sending it. Just you can follow along with everything. You're also going to get email notifications. Like, they'll tell you what's kind of happening with it. But sometimes I do notice that, you know, the inventory again will update right away and everything's perfect, but sometimes it's really delayed and then numbers are kind of scattered and then things will flip around, like number wise. You'll be able to see like everything looks good, all of a sudden it's not. So you just gotta be patient. Things usually will pan themselves out, okay? So again, just be patient. And I know you're probably in a rush to, you know, get that shipment there so you can start selling. Maybe you are out of stock on something and it can be kind of nerve wracking knowing that, you know, you're missing out on sales and you're thinking, geez, what are they doing? Like, they receive the merchandise, but it's not available for sale yet. There are reasons for that sometimes. And sometimes Amazon actually needs to then take that merchandise and send it to additional warehouses around the area or in the region or whatever. And that might delay things even further by up to, I think it's 5 to 7 days on top of that. So I don't think that that's normal that it takes that long, but most cases, like I mentioned, it's almost, you know, within 24 hours. But again, things can be delayed, and just keep tabs on everything that's going on. I had a podcast episode where I talked about Amazon losing some of my merchandise, and that again does happen. Okay, and I got reimbursed a bunch of money. In fact, I'll link that episode up in the show notes if you want to listen to that one again, or if you haven't listened to it yet. So just be aware. But again, in my experiences, on average, as soon as that merchandise gets to Amazon, it's within the day in most cases, and an average time of year where it's available to start selling. Okay, and you can actually go in, and I've talked about this before, you can go into Seller Central and look at on your inventory screen. And if you kind of highlight your mouse over, I forget which part of the screen it is, but you'll be able to see kind of like a magnifying glass snapshot of like what's going on with your inventory. It'll kind of show you a little bit more of what's happening with it. So make sure you check that out as well. So the third and final question doesn't directly deal with shipping to Amazon FBA, but I thought it would be really important and kind of tie in real nice with this podcast episode. So the question is, what should I be doing with all the returned or defective merchandise that I have? So first and foremost, you might be thinking, if you're kind of new to Amazon FBA, you might be thinking, yeah, I had no idea that I'm supposed to be even doing anything with that. And the answer is, yeah, you need to have a plan for that stuff. Now, what happens is whenever you sell product, naturally customers are going to break it or they're going to return it because they didn't want it. Fill in the blank. They're going to send stuff back to Amazon, or Amazon is going to damage your merchandise on occasion right in their own warehouse, okay? It's just part of business. Things happen. Things break, right? So naturally, you're going to have unfillable or unsellable merchandise, okay? And you need to know like how to deal with it, and specifically like what, you know, have a plan around it. So here's what I do. So once a week, I think on Mondays is when I typically do this, I'll go in, and I'll explain how to do this in just a second, but I'll go in and I'll find all of my unfillable or unsaleable merchandise, and I'll, in most cases, have Amazon send it back to me, okay? Send it to my home or office or whatever. Now, how do you do that? You simply go in Seller Central, go into inventory screen, you go underneath manage inventory, and then up top, you're gonna see something that says like remove unfillable inventory, something along those lines, up very, very, very top. And then it's gonna bring up a screen, and it's gonna show you your ASINs or your SKUs, and it's gonna show you how many units are unfillable for each one of those, okay? And what you can do then is click on those and then tell Amazon, do you want them to just throw them away? Do you want them to send them back to you? Like, what do you want to do with them? But you need to have a plan for that stuff, okay? So just pick one day a week and just do that. It might only be one unit a week that you're dealing with, depends upon your volume and things like that. But naturally, yeah, you're gonna have unfillable merchandise. Just about everybody is going to, okay? So just do that, like I said, one day a week. And what I actually specifically do is, in most cases, again, I said that I have that inventory sent back to me, that unfillable inventory, and they'll send it to me, and it takes a few weeks, but you'll get it. And you look at it, and a lot of times, like I'd say 95% of the time, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the product. I mean, it's like perfect condition, nothing wrong with it whatsoever. For whatever reason, it just, Amazon said it's unfillable, okay? And that's cool, because that's stuff that I can use as spare parts, okay? Because oftentimes I have customers that'll reach out to me and say, hey, can I order another one of these parts? Or hey, this specific part on this broke or is kind of wearing out. Can I order another one? And in many cases, I'll simply then just take from my spare parts and just go down to the post office and then send it to them, okay? Just kind of like a customer service type of deal there. So it comes in handy to have those spare extra parts. And again, that's just, Amazon won't sell it, so this might as well just have them send it to you directly, okay? Now, other things that I have planned for that, which is kind of cool, is I have all this unfillable merchandise that I got from Amazon sitting in boxes. And again, there's nothing wrong with this stuff. It's in like perfect condition, perfect shape. What I'm choosing to do with that in the very near future is actually do giveaways to my email list or to my audience through social media and setting up giveaways so that way I can add more people to my email list and things like that. So I'm actually going to be using it for a strategic purpose. I figure, what the heck? This is stuff that is just sitting around. I don't want to throw it away because I've already paid for this inventory. It's in perfect shape. And I'm actually, again, going to use it to build my audience up outside of Amazon by giving those products away through like raffles or giveaways and use social media to drum up some excitement for that. So that's something that I plan on sharing in the very near future, like my results with that. I'm going to use a specific service to help me out with that. And I look forward to reporting kind of the results on that when that happens. So that's going to pretty much do it today, folks. Hopefully you found that information useful and beneficial. If there's something that I mentioned there that you're still not sure about, or you want me to answer or talk more about something else related to shipping, then simply go to privatelabelershow.com/ask, and you can ask a 90-second or less voicemail question, and I'd be more than happy to review it and possibly answer it on a future podcast episode. Just make sure you speak clearly and fire away with your question. Like I said, I'd be more than happy to help you out. So check that out. All right, guys, I am rooting for you to take some action today. You can do it. Go out there and make it happen. I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the very end. I really appreciate it. Now, for being such a loyal listener of the show, we are offering you an exclusive discount on Jungle Scout for the Private Labeler Show community. Simply go to junglescout.com/PLS to take advantage today, or simply use the Jungle Scout link on my resources page on privatelabelershow.com. So take advantage of the savings and start finding the perfect product to sell today. Thanks.